This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the third week of the first regular session of the 101st General Assembly.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators.
Committees for this year began Tuesday afternoon with the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Panel hearing Senate Bill 51, a COVID liability measure sponsored by Committee Chair Senator Tony Lueckemeyer of Parkville.
But there is still a risk of a second crisis, one caused by endless litigation against frontline healthcare workers, against small businesses as they seek to reopen and put their employees back to work.
During the hearing, committee member Senator Carl LeMay of St. Louis expressed concerns over a similar proposal, Senate Bill 42.
We're setting liability protection in place. First of all, I heard you say that if they reasonably followed guidelines.
No committee action has taken place on these bills.
Okay, this is the first committee of the Senate.
On Wednesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Health and Pensions Committee heard a number of measures pertaining to governmental involvement in public health, including Senate Bill 12, which is sponsored by Committee Chair Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis.
Do they, for instance, have an absolute right to shut down churches and small businesses? Tell us who we can visit in the hospital or after our wives have a baby.
During discussion, committee member Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City mentioned she has a lot of restaurants in her district.
Our issues are a little different than some of what these bills are because we already are having local government. I mean, Raytown is in my district. They made their own choice.
Committee action has also not yet been taken on these proposals.
If we stop every time somebody quarantines, we'll never be here.
It's just a numbers thing.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says this was the first week for committee hearings this session.
Easy and quick access to testing. So I think access to that testing in a quick manner is what we're trying to accomplish.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says the number of Missourians with COVID-19 points to the need for more testing.
You put that many people in one place in a building that doesn't really have the ventilation of, say, an outdoor arena or something like that, it's just going to be a matter of time.
So you are going to have a lag for that individual to actually receive a test?
The appropriation staff, the analysts, Senate administrators, things like that.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says there can be a number of days between exposure to COVID-19 and testing.
And then hopefully with a couple of negative test results, the person could come back and not have any concerns.
For Senator Rizzo, it comes back to testing.
Some sort of once-a-week testing in place that we could possibly see who has been infected or who might be contagious.
Session will resume on Monday to begin the fourth week of the legislative session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.